Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're plunging into something truly immense. Think about the hidden world of global industrial operations. Just the scale of it all. Raw materials, processing, distribution, happening across continents. It's like this huge logistical ballet. And, well, at its heart, it needs an absolutely incredible digital backbone.
Absolutely. It's easy to forget what goes on behind the scenes.
Exactly. So our mission today is to unpack how a real global giant, the ThyssenKrupp Material Services, GmbH, went through this massive digital transformation of its entire industrial network. We're basing this deep dive on a detailed case study. It outlines ThyssenKrupp's partnership with HFCL, EPS Global, and BE Networks.
Mm-hmm. Some key players involved there.
Right. We're going to pull back the curtain on how this company modernized its network using some pretty innovative solutions. They actually turned it into what they call a zero-touch enterprise network.
Mm.
But what does that even mean for global operations? I mean, think about it, setting up a complex, secure network across hundreds of sites globally.
The logistics alone sound daunting.
Totally. Imagine the travel, the manual setups, the potential for slip-ups. A zero-touch network changes all that.
Mm.
Devices basically configure themselves, integrate automatically when they're powered on.
Which slashes deployment time.
Hugely.
Mm.
And cuts down the need for specialist staff on-site everywhere. It's a real leap in efficiency, especially for a company this size. Okay, let's unpack this. So let's start by painting a picture of ThyssenKrupp Material Services, GmbH. This isn't just, you know, any company. They're a leading global materials distributor and service provider.
A major player.
For sure. Imagine operating across 40 countries, managing over 150 warehouses, 30 processing centers, 50 offices. That footprint is, it's staggering.
It really is. Hard to even visualize.
And the scale. They distribute over 10 million tons of raw materials every year. We're talking steel, non-ferrous metals, plastic, specialty stuff. So given that huge scale, you can start to imagine the kind of network they need.
Yeah, the demands must be intense.
Right. Things like real-time inventory management, smooth communication between all those sites, collecting data constantly to optimize everything.
Plus secure access for employees everywhere.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And integrating with all those industrial IoT devices,
right.
The sensors, the machines on the factory floors,
mm.
You know, constantly churning out data.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot to ask of any network.
Yeah, and what's fascinating here is how the physical challenges directly impact the network design. You mentioned the need for reliability in, quote, harsh industrial environments.
Right.
This isn't your typical air-conditioned office space. We're talking places with dust, high humidity, sometimes significant electromagnetic interference from machinery.
Things that would kill standard IT gear pretty quickly.
Precisely. So any network infrastructure there needs to be incredibly resilient. It has to be designed specifically
right.
to handle those conditions without, you know, falling over or slowing down. It really highlights how crucial the hardware is. You're battling the physical world, not just digital issues.
So yeah, this isn't just about sticking a Wi-Fi box in the corner office.
Not at all.
We're talking places where you're more likely to see a forklift than a fancy coffee machine, right?
Yeah.
Where dust and heat are just normal. That really changes the whole design brief.
Completely.
And with that scale and those demanding environments,
yeah.
It became clear ThyssenKrupp was basically sitting on a ticking network time bomb.
Their old system just couldn't keep up.
It wasn't just aging. It was actively holding them back. Reaching end of life across loads of sites in Europe and Asia, they desperately needed a solution that was robust, definitely, but also remotely manageable, flexible, and crucially scalable for whatever came next. So facing such a huge challenge, ThyssenKrupp knew they couldn't just, you know, buy some new boxes off the shelf.
Needed something more strategic.
Exactly. It called for a strategic alliance, bringing together different expertise. And that's where this key partnership formed. ThyssenKrupp Material Services, GmbH, HFCL, providing the tech, EPS Global as the distributor partner, and BE Networks.
Mm-hmm.
And the core of the solution they went for was open networking, powered by Wi-Fi 6 access points. Now, open networking. Can you break that down for us a bit? What makes that approach so powerful, especially for a company like ThyssenKrupp?
Right. So if we connect this to the bigger picture, this approach offers a powerful alternative to the traditional proprietary systems.
Mm-hmm.
Open networking basically means using network solutions that follow open standards.
Meaning
you break free from being locked into one single vendor's ecosystem. The advantages are pretty clear. Huge flexibility, much easier integration of new technologies as they come along.
So you're not stuck if your vendor falls behind.
Exactly. And crucially, protection from that vendor lock-in, which historically has often driven up costs and really stifled innovation for big companies.
Okay.
For ThyssenKrupp, This meant they weren't tied to one company's specific roadmap or upgrade cycle. They could pick and choose the best components for their specific needs, ensuring that long-term adaptability.
So if I'm getting this right, open networking basically frees them from those vendor handcuffs.
Mm-hmm.
That's been a massive pain point for big enterprises forever, hasn't it?
Absolutely. It's a fundamental shift in power, really.
And these weren't just any Wi-Fi 6 access points either. They were specifically engineered for those tough industrial environments we talked about, delivering enterprise-grade performance right there on the warehouse floor.
Precisely. And here's where the real secret sauce comes in. HFCLs, open Wi-Fi, or OWF-compatible access points managed by a cloud-based OWF controller.
Cloud-based, so.
Yeah. And what's really innovative is that this centralized solution lets ThyssenKrupp manage open Wi-Fi-based access points from other vendors, too, all using the same controller.
Wait, so they can mix and match hardware brands but manage it all in one place?
Exactly. That's a game changer for flexibility. It guarantees consistent performance across their whole diverse multi-vendor network. And it helps minimize downtime because you've got real-time monitoring, configuration, troubleshooting, all from what they call a single pane of glass.
Like one central dashboard for the entire global network.
That's it, no matter where the device actually is.
That single pane of glass really drives home the control they gained. Now, earlier we mentioned zero-touch hardware provisioning as part of this whole zero-touch enterprise network.
Mm-hmm.
How did that actually work in practice for ThyssenKrupp? I mean, setting up gear in 40 countries without physically touching, it sounds, well, almost futuristic. What were the biggest hurdles to doing that on such a huge scale? And what were the biggest, maybe unexpected benefits beyond just speed?
That's a great question because the practical impact is immense. Essentially, each unit arrived pre-configured. It even shipped with the operating system already installed.
Wow. Okay. So plug and play, basically.
Yeah. Pretty much. This enabled rapid deployment at all those remote sites with minimal, if any, manual intervention needed from on-site tech staff. Just think about the time and resources that saves globally.
Yeah, no need to fly engineers everywhere.
Right. It massively streamlines what used to be a very complex, very time-consuming process. And on top of that, BE Network's Verity Management System added what they call hyper-automation capabilities.
Hyper-automate.
Yeah, basically handling the entire hardware lifecycle management and automatically identifying what role each device played in the network. That further cut down human error and just sped the whole thing up.
So fewer mistakes, too.
Definitely. And the unexpected benefit. Well, it freed up their highly skilled IT teams. Instead of spending endless hours on manual deployments, they could actually focus on higher-value, more strategic projects. That's a huge win.
The whole transformation sounds incredibly thorough.
Mm-hmm.
We've got streamlined deployment, way less need for on-site techs, reliable performance even in tough spots, better connectivity, future scalability.
A complete overhaul.
But for a giant like ThyssenKrupp, the bottom line is always, always critical. What was the really tangible impact on their finances? Beyond the tech improvements, what were the actual dollars and cents benefits?
That's where the story gets really compelling. The headline figure is roughly a 60% reduction, 60%, in both operational and capital expenses compared to their old legacy vendor setup.
60%, that's huge.
Massive. But, you know, beyond just the raw number, that 60% cut isn't just about saving money. It's a strategic unlock. Think about the capital that was previously tied up just maintaining old gear across 40 countries.
Right, just keeping the lights on, so to speak.
Exactly. Now, that capital and those human resources, they're freed up. They can invest in completely new digital initiatives, R&D, maybe expand faster into new markets. It fundamentally shifts their agility. What was a cost burden becomes a real competitive advantage.
So it fuels future growth.
Absolutely.
Wow.
These results, the zero touch, the central management, stable performance, open networking flexibility, those cost savings, the Wi-Fi 6 boost, it all demonstrates true digital transformation for an industrial giant. Resilience, efficiency, adaptability, all rolled into one.
And you don't just have to take our word for it. We found a quote from Marco Decker. He's the head of connectivity SDNet at ThyssenKrupp Material Services, GmbH. He said, "Your products are amazing, and I can only encourage everyone to take a look at the product line of IO by HFCL."
That's a pretty strong endorsement from the person managing it all.
Definitely. So to kind of recap our deep dive into ThyssenKrupp Material Services GmbH, their journey really shows how these strategic partnerships, combined with innovative open technologies like Wi-Fi 6 and zero-touch provisioning, can completely transform a super complex global network.
Mm-hmm.
It delivers both incredible efficiency and the resilience you need to operate in those really tough environments. And Maybe most importantly, it frees up capital and people for future growth and innovation.
Yeah, it's a powerful case study. And as more industries, you know, move towards automation, towards IoT, understanding the backbone, this kind of resilient, flexible, cost-effective network infrastructure like these built just becomes critical. So maybe a final thought for you listening, what might this kind of approach mean for other sectors you're familiar with, especially those that rely heavily on distributed operations, something to chew on?